We know Harriet Tubman as the tough, formerly enslaved woman who shepherded dozens of people to freedom. But is she the greatest American hero of all time? My name is Colin Harden, and this is Harriet Tubman, Greatest American Hero, a mini pod that seeks to make this case by illuminating some of her lesser known and frankly most impressive life accomplishments and prove that not only is Harriet a figure to be revered, but that she, a black woman and former slave, is unequivocally America's greatest hero. In previous episodes, I mentioned that Harriet Tubman had a friendship with the infamous insurgent John Brown. John Brown would say of Harriet, whom he called General Tubman, that she was, quote, one of the bravest persons on the continent. W.E.B. Du Bois, a trusted friend to Harriet, would recount the meeting between the two. Harriet shared with him a dream, which she believed to be a premonition. He would write about this meeting in his biography entitled John Brown, published in 1909. An excerpt reads, "A dreamer of dreams as she was, she ever laid great stress on a dream which she had just before she met Captain Brown in Canada. She thought she was in a wilderness sort of place, all full of rocks and bushes, when she saw a serpent raise its head among the rocks, and as it did so, it became the head of an old man with a long white beard gazing at her, wishful-like, just as if he were going to speak to me or something. And then two other heads rose up beside him, younger than he, and as she looked at them, and wondering what they could want with her, a crowd of men rushed in and struck down the younger heads, and then the head of the old man, still looking at her, so wishful. This dream she had again and again, and could not interpret it. But when she met Captain Brown shortly after, behold, he was the very image of the head she had seen." In the summer of 1859, Harriet was in Boston, working with the abolitionists, raising funds for rescue efforts, and performing speaking engagements. She was a staunch supporter of John Brown's movement, and while in Boston, found herself campaigning to raise funds and recruit men for the raid that he was planning at Harper's Ferry. I have to say, to me, John Brown is one of the most fascinating figures in American history. His commitment to freedom was unshakable and methods so unorthodox that even trusted friends like Frederick Douglass did not agree with all of them. Brown believed that the only pathway to true freedom of the enslaved people was through violent armed revolt. This philosophy and the actions he took as a result led to the raid at Harper's Ferry and eventually cost him and his two sons lives, just as Harriet's dream had predicted. Where Harriet Tubman found success in motivating enslaved people to flee and galvanized groups to mobilize, John Brown failed in his attempts to recruit for his raid. Catherine Clinton's fantastic book entitled Harriet Tubman, Road to Freedom suggests the success of Harriet's campaigns in contrast with Brown's failures at Harper's Ferry had much to do with her connection to the slave plight, where Brown's inability to relate and naive hubris led to his ultimate downfall on October 16, 1859. Nevertheless, Harriet felt a strong kinship to John Brown and was devastated by his hanging. Brown wrote letters while in his cell awaiting his execution that would inspire the abolitionist movement to carry on, and Harriet was no doubt inspired by those letters. Some believe that John Brown's martyrdom inspired one of Harriet's most daring and dangerous rescue efforts to date, a rescue that would not happen under the cover of night on the Underground Railroad, but in broad daylight in Troy, New York, only 4 months after Brown's execution. Tune in next week when I deep dive into that rescue. Until then, my name is Colin Harden, and this is Harriet Tubman, Greatest American Hero, part of the Greatest American History Podcast series. You can follow us on patreon.com/thegreatestamericanhistorypod. You can also find me on Instagram at Colin the Producer and at Colin Says Things on Twitter. Also, you can join me at the Discord at 6 p.m. on Tuesdays, where we can chat about what inspires us about Harriet and her incredible story and the future of the series and historical figures that you want me to cover. Details will be in the show notes. May the spirit of Harriet Tubman guide you to freedom in whatever form you choose. Thanks for listening.